Welcome to Very Fine Friends.
Yeah.
Bonus. Improv.
Yeah.
Did that sound robotic?
Oh, were you going for robotic?
I don't know. I was trying to go for...
Welcome to Very Fine Friends.
I have no affect to my voice.
Oh, okay. There it is. There's a little robot.
Welcome to Very Fine Friends. Bonus improv.
Ooh, I'm attracted to robots. This is something I'm learning about myself.
Well... I'm going to ruin it by talking normal again.
No! Flaccid.
Joe, can we get a suggestion, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your suggestion is Godson.
Wait, did you say Godson or Godsend?
Godson.
I'm somebody's Godson.
I'm not. I have a godson. I have two godsons, actually.
I would choose you. You're trustworthy.
Thank you. I feel like... Oh, I thought you meant you'd choose me to be your godmother.
Well, that too.
We should be able to do that as adults.
Probably can. No, I don't know if anyone's ever checked. It's probably fine.
No, but I mean like... Well, yes. Well, yeah, when adults get baptized, do they have godparents? But like, as an adult, you should be able to be like, I'd like you to be my godfather or whatever.
Yeah.
Why not?
We just started a new business, I think.
Business? Somebody goes to a company to get their godfather?
Makes it official. We have certificates and everything. Hmm. At my godparents' house when I was growing up, they had this kitchen art that was like a... Calling it 3D because it wasn't just a picture. It like stuck out from the wall.
Yeah.
And it had, it said like farm fresh eggs on it or something like that. Or maybe it had no words. I don't know. But there was like a chicken on it. And then underneath the chicken was like a wooden base, like a square. And it had fake eggs in it. And I thought it was the coolest thing. And I remember every time I was over there, I'd be like, hey, are those eggs real? And my godmother would be like, no. Like every time, like,
stop asking,
they're not real. And then I found out years later she got rid of it, and I'm like, why didn't you give it to me? You know I love that thing.
I'm sorry.
That same thing happened to me with a dollhouse. One of my dad's aunts, who's very old, had a really nice, like, very expensive dollhouse. And I was like, I love miniatures. So I was like, oh, I love your dollhouse. And I think I even was like, can I have it when you die? And she was like, yeah. And then I didn't get it.
Well, did she give it to somebody else?
I'm sure. You don't just throw a dollhouse away.
Well, I mean, was it just like the stuff that's in the house? Like people get, they took care of
it. They probably picked it over. There's a lot of grabby. In my fammy.
Mm.
But still, she didn't put a... When she was alive, she didn't put a post-it on it that said, for Francis, when I die. That feels like one on her. Like, if you put your lunch...
What if she did and someone else was like, nah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, not on my watch. Gay boy. I'm not gay. yeah. It's tough out there.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thank you. I'm healed.
Hmm.
And now, improv.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to bother you.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
I just want you to know that this is my favorite Sprouts. I love the Sprouts. And I think particularly your section, the produce section, is my favorite produce section I've ever been in. I think you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. That means a lot.
And I just want you to know that you are now my godfather. I have chosen you. So
are you sure?
I see the way the tenderness and care that you put into the melons. And the organic section is always perfectly stocked. Oh, and by the way, I absolutely, my favorite thing in the whole world was walking around the produce section, and then I hear the little thunder noises, and then all the misters come on. I love that you do that. And I just feel like the way that I feel around your yams, I know I can trust you.
Thank you.
Hey, hey, get in here.
You're my first.
Oh, you don't have any god kids?
No.
Oh.
No one's ever trusted me.
That's insane to me.
I'm going to do right by you.
Thank you.
No matter what you need, just call Papa Greg.
I knew this was going to be the right choice.
What's your name, by the way?
Therese.
I'm putting it in my phone. Under Angel.
God Angel.
Yep, there it is. I typed it.
And you just went in my phone. It's Papa Greg. Oh, I like that.
This is so great.
Oh.
Wow. And to think I was going to go home and... Never mind.
Rearrange your home produce?
Rearrange something. Therese.
Anything. You could say anything to me, Papa Greg.
Okay. I feel like I could admit this to you. I'm not actually responsible for the thunder noises.
What?
It's a track that's played. It's on repeat. It's actually not even my department. That's the audio department.
That's probably my favorite part of the produce section.
Well, it definitely enhances my work.
I love that. I love it, especially living in in a desert like we do. It makes me feel like, oh, I'm living in a place with diverse climate. That's not you? I thought that was you.
Well, no, it's me adjacent. Yeah.
Wait.
Same thing with the water.
But you're not responsible for the water either?
It's connected to the audio track. When the water goes off, the sound goes off. I can't do that. I'm Greg, a wizard.
Baba. I thought... I came to you. I trusted you. I feel like you've betrayed me a little bit. I can't take this back. Once you officially declare someone your godfather, that's it. You only get one shot at that.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to pull one over. I didn't even ask for this. I'm just...
I know you didn't, but I feel like if it's in the produce department, it should be the They didn't tell me audio was something different. They didn't tell me water was connected to the audio. Where's the audio guy? I want to meet the audio guy.
No, he's not. I can't.
What?
I'm your godfather. I protect you.
I guess I'm stuck with you now.
Stuck?
Well...
Hey, what's up, Greg? Sorry. I was out of the audio and sound effects room for a little bit because I felt like there was a child nearby that was about to get hit by a car. So I ran out into the street and there was. So I saved him. No big deal.
Whoa.
You know policies to let him get hit? Anyway, this is my goddaughter, Therese.
Goddaughter. I didn't know about you. I didn't know.
Oh, I mean, Greg, all due respect. If I were this young lady's godfather, I would call her a god angel. That's how I would put her in my phone.
Oh, that sounds so cool coming from you.
I said the same thing, didn't I?
Wait, hold on. I got to do something real quick.
Oh, I feel like I'm in a different place.
All me. It was all me.
Oh.
Notice how it makes my work look good? Thanks, man.
I thought it was you making your work look good. That's why I chose you, I guess.
The stores is an interlocking system of complementary technologies.
But it's not you that's doing it.
Yeah, I don't put the yams there either.
Oh.
What?
Wait,
aren't even your yams?
No.
What do you do, Papa?
Wait, so Greg made you think that he works here? He just bought one of our employee shirts online off eBay, and he just kind of comes here and stands around.
What is going on?
Therese, I know this is uncomfortable.
Baba, what is happening?
I swear to you, I'm going to make this right. I'm going to apply here. I'm going to learn how to work the audio system in case he needs a day off.
Oh, great. My godfather is the understudy for... What's your name, sir?
Steve.
Oh, Steve's understudy. Oh God, that's so cool too. With a V in a name is so cool.
It's two.
S-T-E-V-V-E?
No, S-T-E-V-E-V. The one at the end is silent.
Oh.
A hard V and a silent V?
I have a hard G and a soft G.
Soft G is for losers, Greg.
Don't talk to your godfather that way.
My jodfather? How does that soft G sound now?
I can tell you're upset. Let's just get you an employee shirt and calm you down.
This is my life now. I've bound it to you.
You're going to be really grateful one day, young lady.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When?
Well, I'm not a mind reader.
I'm not a mind reader. Don't look at me like that.
Therese?
What?
We're not going to do this. You're my godchild and I'm your godfather. And you're going to help me steal this produce.
You're stealing it now?
It's time I told you an inconvenient truth. Sorry, that was the knockoff Al Gore book. My middle name is Judas.
Is that also spelled with a G?
That's Russoft.
G-U-D-A-S?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just have one question to ask you?
Yeah.
Are those eggs real?
See.